A recent report reveals Australian Defence Force veterans are seeking help at higher rates compared to last year. Hayden Evans has more.
Open Arms is Australia's leading provider of health and counselling services dedicated to current and ex-serving members of the Australian Defence Force and their families. In what has been a difficult year for all, Open Arms reported a more than 50% increase in the number of veterans and their families accessing counselling and support services between March and June compared to the same period last year. Queensland President of the Vietnam Veterans Association, Peter Hindle, says Open Arms is an important part of the legacy left behind by Vietnam veterans.
Over the years, Vietnam veterans may have left, and the ADF actually do recognise this on several points. One is it's now called Open Arms, but it was in the old days, which was started by Vietnam veterans. Vietnam Veterans Counselling Service. Vietnam veterans started that in the early days, and consequently it changed to Veterans and Veterans Counselling Service. Now it's called Open Arms. That's one. Two, DVA. DVA, mate, didn't know what to do. Some of the smarter lads, they end up getting government jobs into DVA, and they started fixing DVA in one aspect. And not only that, too, Vietnam Veterans Australia-wide lobbied the government. Governments of the days, mate, for the betterment made with all the younger cohort.
Mr. Hindle served in Vietnam when he was just 19 years old, and he says Australia's attitudes towards veterans has changed for the better, allowing for an environment where veterans are free to speak about their experiences.
The world actually changed those days. Of course, boys who came home at different times during the time of the war, they were ostracised, well and truly. We were treated like garbage. The RSL in those days, mate, didn't want anything to do with us, mate. It wasn't a war, one of their classic comments. And it was like that for many, many, many years. And now over the time now, people love their Vietnam veterans and the stories, etc., etc. There's a lot more information available now. Roughly, I don't know, 16, 17 years ago, people asking Vietnam veterans throughout Australia what was it like, they had no information, because at that point in time, they are the same as the Korean veterans. The Korean veterans, I should say, World War II, especially where they didn't speak about it. And all of a sudden, there seemed to be, and people were writing, end up writing books. And there's a lot more interest in it and how we were treated when we came home. And a classic example, mate, this day and age, troops come home, they get a welcome home parade, especially in Townsville, because we're a garrison city.
25-year-old Gold Coast man Matthew Corby is the son of a Vietnam War veteran and knows how beneficial it is for veterans to open up about their experiences.
I'm a son of a Vietnam veteran who served in the Royal Australian Engineers Corps. He was a tunnel rat or a sapper. In terms of PTSD, Dad would tell me stories about it, how after the 10 years after the war, he couldn't stand anyone who would clap near him. He would jump. He would go under the tables. He would tell me stories about other people who would, they wouldn't carry like guns on them, but they would carry like some sort of weapons on them, and they would brandish them at those times. And a lot of them just did that to feel safe. My dad's been pretty open about it. Like, if I ever had a question, he would be free to answer it. A lot of the times we'd be out in public, maybe having a dinner with family or out at a venue, and something would occur and Dad would just be like, yeah, years ago when this happened, I would have this response. And that was him teaching me the effects of PTSD. In fact, my dad's been very open about mental illnesses. If I had any, Dad would be like, the first option would always be, hey, let's contact Open Arms. Let's go talk to a counselor. And Dad's been very progressive about that. Whereas I know a lot of his folks are like, oh, just put up with it. Like, I have PTSD, just put up with it. You know, your problems aren't as bad as mine, and I'm thankful that Dad was never that.
Mr. Corby believes everyone should try to be open about the state of their mental health.
I think it would be good in general for people to be able to talk about their mental illnesses or their mental state. I think people should be able to speak freely about what's affecting their minds, because Dad's always been a very big believer in that mental health is just as important as physical health. In fact, you know, a brain is a physical organ, so why not? So in following that belief, I also think that, you know, you got to take care of your mental health. PTSD is a big beast and took Dad many years to get over it. And I'm thankful that I never had to experience it. So I think it would be great for veterans of the future and current to seek help themselves and maybe learn a bit about themselves as well. Or just do it to help your family, to understand yourself. Maybe you could help them navigate tough conversations.
If this story has raised issues for you or you're concerned about someone you know, contact Open Arms on 1800 011 046 or Lifeline on 13 11 14.
And that story was by Hayden Evans.